are you and what are you doing here?
Hi, everybody.
Well, what are we waiting for?
This is fantastic.
Hello, hello, hello.
This will only hurt for 22 minutes.
It's very early. I may have to hurt you. Call me in 5 minutes.
This is something that is treatable. This is something that is fixable.
Hey, this is not a test.
Oh, my God, it's early.
Another crazy week almost in the rear view. Welcome aboard the Amy Beth Arkowi Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the art, pop culture, personal growth, and justice. How are you? Yeah, another one, huh? Hey, that blue feud between Hillary and Bernie, is it so divisive it will almost hand the keys to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue to a charlatan? Would it be that serious, kids? We'll talk. Speaking of said charlatan, guess who's giving dieting advice to another one of his cronies? And talking smack about the president, and Hillary, and Megyn Kelly. Yeah, you know who we're talking about. He may mention his name later. And a shameful display on the floor of the House of Representatives yesterday. Bernie or Busters, watch this carefully. This could really happen in more intense ways if you go the wrong way. Just saying. We'll talk. Inspiration to Action Challenge. Oh, some great music, too. Yeah, it's a mashup of music and musings today. Oldies, including your Forgotten 45s, indies, and cool covers all get their due. As do you. Want to be in the mix? Give us a call if you're listening live on Friday, May 20th, 9 a.m. out west, 11 central, noon here in the east, 347-857-4505 is your live ticket to the show. And live or on podcast, please chime in via Twitter at AB Writes. The show today being brought to you in part by Progressive Insurance. Find out how bundling can save you a bundle at progressive.com. Also by AT&T, mobilizing your world. And by PopNet, it's arts, culture, and conversation on air, online, 24/7. PopNet now features select editions of the Amy Beth Arkowi Show. So they're still talking about those chairs being thrown about in Las Vegas last Saturday. So too bad what happens in Vegas doesn't always stay there. Let's get started on the Amy Beth Arkowi Show. Welcome aboard.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living the devil may care, and I am just a devil with love to spare. So Viva Las Vegas, Viva Las Vegas. How I wish that there were more than 24 hours in the day. Even if there were 40 more, I wouldn't sleep a minute away. Oh, there's blackjack and poker and the roulette wheel. A fortune won and lost on every deal. All you need is a strong heart and a nerve of steel. Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas with your neon flashing and your one-arm bandits crashing. All those hopes down the drain. Viva Las Vegas turning day into nighttime, turning night into daytime. If you see it once, you'll never be the same again. I'm gonna keep on the run, I'm gonna have me some fun. If it cost me my very last dime. If I wind up broke, well, I'll always remember that I had a swing in time. I'm gonna give it everything I've got. Lady luck, please let the dice stay hot. Let me shoot a seven with every shot. Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas! Viva!
false sense of no rules. No rules whatsoever.
One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place, and do anything that you wanna do. But honey, lay off of my shoes. Don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes. Car, you drank my liquor from my old fruit jar. Do anything that you wanna do, but honey, lay off of them shoes and don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes. Rock. For the show, free to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes. But it's blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Yeah, blue, blue.
Off of those blue suede shoes. Carl Perkins, Rockabilly Icon, Forgotten 45, for Lenore on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. Fleetwood Mac, penning that blue letter. You see where we're going? The news is blue. Who's in the driver's seat? Senator Sanders. Sniffing the tears. and Viva Las Vegas from Elvis Presley. Goodness gracious, what happened last Saturday in Las Vegas, Nevada? A real sin, a real shame over two delegates. By the way, Hillary Clinton won that Nevada caucus fair and square, over 5 points she'd won it by. These outbursts that are becoming more intense and more violent as we should be in the wind-down phase are very disturbing. And I understand that feelings get intense as the losing candidate has to come to grips with that, and his supporters have to come to grips with that. And I really have to talk straight talk here, and I always get flack from both sides, the Bernie or Busters and the Hillary Clinton clan, because I try to see the middle ground, and I want to bridge that great divide, and we have to do it in order to win, and it's so crucial that we do. Otherwise, Donald J. Trump will become our charlatan in chief come next January. And this is going to be dangerous, perilous for this country and for the world, economically and militarily. I said it, I mean it, it's scary. It's no fun anymore, it's not a joke, you have to come together. And the Bernie or Busters, some of whom are threatening to go to Donald Trump, have got to think about this. Don't just go with your visceral reaction and your anger and your frustration over the system, etc. I get it, it's real, it's valid, but you have to pick your spots, and you have to realize you want real progress to be made. The best person is going to be Hillary Clinton to support. And Bernie has got to bring this thing in and get into wrap-up mode. And he has mixed messages because he does say that Donald Trump would be a disaster. He'll do everything he can to defeat him. But he's also still clinging to some kind of mythical hope that he can overtake Hillary Clinton when the math is just not there, kids. And railing against the DNC and the rig system and all this other nonsense doesn't make sense at this point. It makes sense to help clean up the platform, help set the set new rules in motion for the next time out. I'm all for that. I mean, he has some valid points, no question about it. But what's happening now is not great for the party. We still have a shot at it. I mean, it's still, I know people keep saying, well, it always gets intense towards the end. I get it. It's true. But we're at very perilous times now. And Hillary Clinton, for all the pot shots she's taken, I find her more formidable by the day. Because think about it. I don't know anybody except maybe Hillary Clinton who has had so much stuff thrown at her for decades who could take the fight she's in now from both sides. She's got Trump on her right, and she's got Bernie on her left, and she's still standing, and she's still going to win the nomination, and I hope she's going to win the presidency, but only if the Bernie people come around, if Bernie is steadfast and helps, not now rumors and rumblings that maybe he'll run as an independent. He vowed he would never do that. He didn't want to be Ralph Nader. But what is happening with Bernie right now, and I think this is the truth, he is experiencing overnight sensation at the age of nearly 75. I mean, being an overnight sensation, whether you're 25 or 75, is very seductive. He's a guy who was on the back bench of the Senate and in politics all his life. He's suddenly a rock star. Think about it. He has all these crowds. He has people telling him he can do it, but he can't in terms of winning the presidency. But what he can do is help further the country in the right direction. He can mobilize this movement into something if he does it the right way. Otherwise, we're going backwards. I mean, just think about Donald Trump and this wish list, the right-wing wish list of Supreme Court justices that he released this week. Obviously, somebody handed it to him because on the list included a guy who was, I think they call him the Twitter laureate of Texas. He's a judge out there who is like Donald Trump. He tweets all these insults, including insults to Donald Trump. He thinks Donald Trump is a fraud. He thinks he's a liberal hiding under a mask, and he joked that once he won, he would take off, Ruth Bader Ginsburg would take off the mask. Kind of thing. So obviously somebody gave him that list. This guy's not going to make it because he insulted Donald Trump. But it is scary to me to think if you want what you want, what Bernie stands for, which is to move this country in a progressive force, you want economic justice, you want to continue a progressive course of civil rights, you want to get somebody on the court that will preserve reproductive rights, will preserve what rights have already been made in the LGBT community, you want to move everything forward, then you have to back Hillary Clinton. I'm sorry, that's just the way it is, because backing Donald Trump because you've got a visceral reaction to the system being rigged, etc., is going to move you back, not forward. And what is the point of that? So you can just say, well, Bernie didn't win, so we don't care? I mean, that doesn't make any sense. And Bernie's got to come out, and he's got to come out soon. And we got a couple more weeks, I know. He can wait till after California. I get it. He can do all of that. But I just think he's getting more embittered in his speeches. Not so much directed at Hillary Clinton, I'll say that, but certainly directed at the Democratic Party. It's just, I don't want him to turn off people who are in those crowds who are independent voters, many of them are young voters, maybe haven't voted before, to not come out and vote, either to stay home or actually then say, well, Bernie is an outsider, so is Trump, I'll just go with that. I mean, people have got to do their homework on this. Your visceral feelings are one thing, but you have to sit down and look at the facts and look at who is going to best support your interests. Whatever you think of Hillary Clinton, she's going to support your interests far better than Donald Trump ever would. Think about that. I want to hear your opinions, please. Twitter feed AB Wright's phone line 347-857-4505. Otherwise, we're going to give each other the runaround. Here's Blues Traveler. I'm Amy Beth Arkelisha.
Baby. he's not too bright, so you can lie to him all you want.
What is it about the wrong kind of man?
That I get. First Van on the Amy Beth Arkley Show, and run around from Blues Traveler. Hope you don't get the runaround, politically speaking, these days, right? Mm-hmm. So Donald J. Trump, yeah, he's making all kinds of news, as usual, of course. Now calling the mystery surrounding the tragedy of that Egyptian air crash caused by President Obama, because he's a weak leader. He's back tweeting again, all this nonsense. I mean, what the heck? As if President Obama can don a cape and suppress all kinds of terrorist activities, if that's what it is. We don't even know what it is yet, to be honest. Or as Donald Trump loves to say, to be honest with you, or if you want to know the truth, those are his favorite catchphrases. We want to know the truth and we want to be honest, and you're neither. That's the problem, Donald. It's crazy. Did you catch the interview he did with Megyn Kelly earlier this week? I saw a bit of it. I couldn't watch the whole thing, but essentially he's says he's not a bully, he's a counterpuncher, but he comes after people who come after him 10 times harder, and you have to do it. And by the way, people who are bullied have to get over it. And bullying can happen at any age, including 45, which is Megyn Kelly's age. He never really apologized, but he did say, he admitted to tweeting or retweeting phrases like bimbo directed at her, and then he said, bimbo's not the worst nickname. I'm sure you've heard worse in your life. This is a guy you want. It wasn't a great interview on her part because she really is going soft. I guess she wants to have her bread buttered on the right side in case he does in fact win. He wants to be invited to the White House, I suppose, or something. But it was not a good interview, particularly on on her part. She didn't come back with serious questions. I mean, she did ask if he was hurt as a kid. Why is he so thin-skinned? He claims he's not thin-skinned. I mean, come on. Anybody directs a whiff of an insult at him, he's after them, as he said, 10 or 20 times harder. It's incredible. So I don't think too many insights were garnered from that interview. But they did it, and there's that. I know a lot of people on social media were not happy with it. We fielded a couple of conversations over the course of the week regarding that. But he did give a little jab to his buddy Chris Christie. He said, I got to lay off your ears, and so do you, Chris. Fat shaming the governor of New Jersey, who is, of course, trying desperately to get a job with the Trump administration, should there be one. I think he wants to be the attorney general. Well, the only problem is he may have some legal problems of his own still looming. That Bridgegate scandal, remember, when he was running for re-election, which he, by the way, won by a pretty substantial margin, I believe. And they shut down the George Washington Bridge. A couple of aides did, just to cause trouble because they were miffed at the Democratic mayor of Fort Lee, New Jersey, who refused to endorse Chris Christie. Well, a couple of people are indicted and going on trial. Chris Christie was not named initially as a culprit or a suspect, but there's a whole list of unindicted conspirators that were supposed to be released this past week. It has been delayed, and it's delayed again because they're going to go to trial, not trial, but court, to suppress the list entirely in June. And there's speculation over the person who initiated that, John Doe. And who could that John Doe be? Speculation says it's got to be somebody high up. Well, who else is higher up than Chris Christie? And why would he not be at least thought of to be involved, since he was the one who set the tone for that office, and certainly kind of like Donald Trump, I guess, has some of that same, well, he's not quite as bad, I don't think, in terms of taking it out on his enemies. So we'll see what happens with that, but apparently this John Doe doesn't want the list released because he would be confused as a felon, branded a felon, even though he didn't do anything wrong. So if it is released, or even if it's not released, the fact that it's hanging over there, should he become the AG? It's very murky indeed, don't you think? But there was some speculation when Donald Trump said, I got to lay off the Oreos, and so do you, Chris. Was it fat shaming? You know, I mean, people are always making fun of Chris Christie for being overweight, and he kind of has fun with it, too. And, you know, he can be very self-deprecating and have good humor when he goes on talk shows, etc. I mean, he had a lap band surgery several years ago. It doesn't seem to have done much, so that's not a good walking advertisement for lap band. It's not a miracle cure. You got to change your eating habits, too, and it's very hard to do. So I would never fat shame anybody, I understand, but Chris Christie, he takes it a lot for those things. He takes it on the chin, or chins, as they say. Right? Ouch. All right, let's get back to this political thing. Folks chiming in about my rant about Hillary and Bernie and trying to make amends. Hillary, by the way, on Chris Cuomo, interview with Chris Cuomo yesterday on CNN, she pretty much said, I am going to be the nominee. It's over. Because she really just needs a handful of delegates. She's done the math. I've done the math. And I'm not a math major. There's no way Bernie is going to win. But there are rumblings now that he should run as an independent. I mean, there's these things that I think are going to really could potentially hurt us in November. We've got to unify because we have to beat Donald Trump. It's that serious. Let's see what you have to say. On the Twitter feed at AB Writes, Henry says, you're so right. I'm a Bernie supporter, but it's time to accept reality. Hillary is going to be the nominee. We have to work for her. Yeah. And Andy Ginsburg retweeted Robert Reich, or quoted Robert Reich, saying, don't demonize and denigrate Hillary. Work like hell for her. He also an early Bernie Sanders supporter. You see the handwriting on the wall, you have to go with the next best person. That's just it. I mean, come on, Hillary's got to be likable enough to beat Donald Trump, I would think. Jeff Markley, who is also a Bernie supporter, senator from Oregon, says, if Hillary wins majority of pledged delegates plus the votes, it's time to come together. I mean, at what point is Bernie going to accept it? That's the key. But as I said, there's still some rumbling. Somebody else tweeting a video. I haven't seen the video yet, but I just see the tweet about a superstar socialist city council member in Seattle. Kashma Sawant is the first socialist elected to the citywide public office there in over 100 years. And they call her a socialist rock star, and she says Bernie should go indie. I don't think this is the time for that. This is going to cause problems. You don't want to go down as Ralph Nader, do you, Bernie? Keep to your pledge, and you can see some real changes happening. That's what I say. And SCOTUS is going to be key, people. Think about that. Supreme Court is a generational thing, and there could be 3-4 Supreme Court justices turn over there. And if you want to keep this in the, you know, keep this, get the Supreme Court moving in the right, more progressive direction, or keep it in the right and even moving further to the right, those are your choices. Because Donald Trump will definitely move it to the right. He's already signaled that with his right-wing list. 11 people he put out, 8 men, 3 women, all white, all very conservative. You want to see some progressive action in this country? You want to protect reproductive rights, LGBT rights, African-American rights, women's rights, just all human rights? I think you got to vote for Hillary Clinton. We've got to work on this, and we got to work on it soon. I mean, we're going to get, you know, Bernie has a right, as I said, he has a right to keep John go. It's only a couple of weeks going. But get into wind-down phase and start talking about unifying the party and start talking about making those changes and going to the convention strong but unified. And, yes, the DNC, the Hillary Clinton people, they have to concede certain things to Bernie Sanders and his people. There should be some changes. Go ahead. Have at the platform. Have at some of those rules changes. Maybe they should rework the way the delegates are awarded. I'm okay. I'm fine with that. I mean, do it. Whether I'm fine with it doesn't matter. But I think that makes sense to give them that power. But it has nothing to do with what the results are this time. You can't balk at the results in the game you're playing now. You want to change the rules for the next time out. But we have more important matters right now, which is to unify the party and for all the forces against Donald Trump. It's going to be a tough, ugly race, and I think Hillary's up for it, and I think Hillary is the stronger candidate of the two. I know there are some polls that say Bernie wins. Bernie hasn't been vetted. We've talked about that endlessly. And Bernie's not going to be vetted enough because Hillary is going to be the nominee, and he's got to know that, and he's got to do the right thing on this and try to jettison his people. Now, he can't guarantee it, of course, but if he's forceful about it and if he implores them, enough people will come around. I mean, back in 2008, there were a lot of the Pumas, you know, Party Unity My Arse, who were mad that Hillary didn't get the nomination because basically she fell short in terms of pledged delegates, but she actually had more votes back then. Now, in this case, she's got more pledged delegates plus more votes, so she does have a more substantial lead and a bigger claim than Barack Obama had in 2008. It's just true. It's facts. Again, you can have your opinion, but the facts are the facts. You want to ignore the facts for your opinion, which so many people like to do, that's fine. But I'm giving you the facts, and it's true. And people have to come around. I don't remember it being that bad a turn for people to come around. Most people did. A few people maybe didn't. I don't know who they voted for if they stayed home. And that's going to be your choice. I certainly don't see the Sanders supporters going to Trump, although there have been some indications and rumblings in polls that say about 10% might. And again, if they do, they're not looking at issues. They're just listening to their gut, their visceral anger and frustration, which I think is valid. But again, you have to pair that with reality and what your options are and what option is going to provide a better course for you, your future, and the future of this country and the world, frankly. And I think it's an obvious answer there, especially if you're a Bernie Sanders supporter. What's your take? I want to hear it. Twitter feed AB Rides, phone line 347-857-4505. So let's indulge in some music because that soothes the soul regardless of what side of the political aisle you're on. And I came across the new album just out this week, I think, of Greg Allman tributes or collaborations. It's called All My Friends, a tribute to the music or the songs of Greg Allman. This one, it's Greg with his pal Jackson Brown and a live recording of Melissa, the Allman Brothers classic on the Amy Beth Arkley Show.
Crossroads seem to come and go.
crossroads. Will you ever let him go? Not who you are.
Looks like it's me and you again tonight. Looks like it's me and you again tonight, Rosie.
Call 24/7, and I never get a day off.
I wanna rip myself a house in the shade of the freeway. I'm gonna pack my lunch in the morning. Go to work each day, and when the evening rolls around, I go home and lay my body down. And when the morning light comes streaming in, I get up and do it again. I'll miss and say it again. I'll miss. I wanna know what became of the changes we waited for love. They only the fitful dreams of some greater awakening. I've been aware of the time going by, saying the end of the week of it all. And when the morning light comes streaming in, you get up and do it again. I'll miss. Cappuccino. Well, the sirens sing and the church bells ring and the drum and pounds the tender. And the veterans dream of the fire, past the sweep of the traffic light. And the children solemnly wait for the ice cream vendor out into the cool of the evening. Oh, the pretender. He knows that all of his hopes and dreams again and again. Money can't buy. the pretending. You started out so young and strong, only to surrender.
From the same collection in Rosie, and Jackson Brown lending his hand to his pal Greg Allman from All My Friends, the Greg Allman tribute album. You see where we went with that? All good cover versions indeed. Like it. Cool covers.
Good way to
soothe our souls, regardless of what side of the aisle we're standing on. Tough times in politics, but music always helps. Love it. What's going on? I love it. Yeah, we heard I Love It already. What's going on the Twitter feed? AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505 for those who are listening live on Friday, May 20th. And I'm happy that a lot of our tweeters are listening live and playing with us in real time, because it's always a good thing since lots of folks listen on podcasts. And by the way, we do communicate with you off air. That's why we say 24/7 throughout the day and throughout the week, so don't worry about that. I don't know that I'm tweeting at 4 in the morning like Donald Trump, but we do respond. Indeed, we do. So on the Twitter feed right now, Tav chimes in. All right, you convinced me. I was with Bernie, but you're right. It's time now to back HRC, and yeah, I will work to get my Bernie friends to do it. It's true. We got to do it. All right. Thank you, Tav. I'm with you. I agree. Keep going. We're going to keep talking about it for the next several months until we're bored and blue in the face. True blue, no matter who in the face. Cynthia says, oh, you're so measured and wise bringing both sides together on this. I'm surprised MSNBC hasn't called you yet. Yeah, me too. I'm ready. Put me in, coach. Thanks, Cynthia. I appreciate it. But we have Lenny, who writes in, get used to it. Donald J. Trump, 45th president of the United States. Gonna happen, like it or not. Sorry. I don't like it. I'm going to work like heck to make sure it doesn't happen. How about that? But I appreciate your thoughts, Lenny, and you have a right to chime in and a right to vote for how you want to vote, and I want you to chime in regardless of who you're supporting. Twitter feed AB Wright's phone line 347-857-4505. And, yeah, even though our social media maven Aurora has taken a mental health day, she's so bereft over the cancellation of the Muppet Show, apparently. Our producer, Trudy Hart, has gotten the Facebook page open, too. We got some intriguing folks chiming in there. Trish says that Susan Sarandon, the Bernie fanatic who has so demonized Hillary Clinton, is starring in a soon-to-be-released movie called, appropriately enough, The Meddler. Yeah, I think it's out this weekend, by the way. I'm not going to see it, and I encourage others who find her offensive to avoid supporting this film. By the way, it looks kind of stupid anyway. Well, I don't know. I mean, I think Susan Sarandon has a right to her opinion, and she is a great actress, and I don't want to denigrate anybody else's work. You can separate the work from the commentary, and who she supports. I think she's gone a little too far. I agree. I saw an interview that she did with Larry King, who I guess has a webcast on some network these days, and he said, well, it's over. The math is just not in her favor. This was a couple weeks ago already. And he said, well, it's not really over. You never know. Things can happen. And he said, like what? Like she, meaning Hillary Clinton, could develop health issues. Now, this is going way too far, in my opinion. You don't want to wish ill health on anybody. It's mean and inhumane. And frankly, bad karma could come back at you, Susan, just saying. So you don't want to do that. But at the same time, I don't want to denigrate Susan Sarandon's work or her career. The movie looks could be funny on video maybe or on cable. I'm not going to go to the theater to see it, but that's my opinion. Ginger chiming in, she put up an article that says the math says Hillary Clinton wins the nomination in New Jersey. In other words, she'll clinch there. Here's a little bit of a blurb of it. Here is where the race now stands between Secretary Clinton and Senator Sanders for the 2016 nomination. Clinton got 27 pledged delegates from Kentucky. Because of the committed uncommitted votes, 5 unpledged delegates got awarded. Clinton got 25 pledged delegates out of Oregon, and she now stands at 1768 pledged delegates. Add the 525 committed superdelegates, and her total is 2293. Putting Clinton 90 delegates away from the 2,383 delegates needed for the nomination, and they're predicting she will pick this up in New Jersey, which is coming up on June 7th, along with California, which of course has the most 400 and something delegates. And Sanders desperately wants to win California, but even if he wins California, he's not going to win it by 99% of the vote. She's still going to get a chunk of change out of that the way it's done too. So just keep that in mind. I think it's important. On Twitter, Jill says Bernie couldn't stand the spotlight. Jane is under investigation. Yeah, well, that college that she was involved with, Burlington College, she was the president of a small college in Vermont. It went belly up. It will go belly up officially at the end of this month, largely due to financial issues and the fact that she applied for bank loans that may have been fraudulent documents, perhaps. There may be an investigation looming. Vicky on Facebook posted an article coming out of, I don't know what site this is from, but this headline is Breaking: Burlington College Board Member Has Heard Feds Have Been Asking Questions About Jane. Could federal charges be looming to Jane Sanders? And certainly this will come under greater scrutiny should he nab the nomination. So Bernie Sanders, who talks about those polls that show that he actually is beating Trump more solidly than Hillary Clinton, you know, polls are nebulous. Right now it looks like Trump has a lead nationally over Clinton. I think that's going to change. It's too early to tell, and national polls are really kind of nebulous anyway, since you have to go state by state to get that electoral college map filled out. And it will change over time, back and forth. Bernie's been using this calling card for a long time, and I've kept saying, yeah, I get it, and I don't think it's going to really happen, largely because he hasn't been scrutinized that much, where Hillary has been for over 25 years. And a lot of things that he says and things that he supports will be denigrated and used by the right to undermine him, including a lot of taxes that will have to be raised. And some of the scandal with his wife and money that she took as a campaign advisor and continues to take as a campaign advisor is murky. And this whole scandal with the college may blow up in their faces as well. Who knows? But I really don't want to concentrate on that because I want to bring the two sides together. And it's true, Anita then wrote something about why is it Hillary's job to make nice? Well, it's everybody's job to make nice, quite frankly. There has to be this finessed, tricky dance between both parties. Yes, Senator Sanders, who has said it's not my job to tell my voters who to vote for, Hillary has to do that. I mean, Hillary has to reach out. She has been. I mean, I've heard her say many times, I'm for you even if you're not for me. I mean, that is a very powerful line, and I think she has to keep saying that as she tries to reach out to people who feel left out of the process, who are going to feel let down when Bernie doesn't get the nomination. But again, I keep going back to this, that she is the best alternative we have. You don't want Donald Trump, you got to go to Hillary Clinton. Those are your options. Sorry. That's it. It may not be perfect, but it's the best thing we got, and we have to work as heck to get there. My opinion, what's yours? Twitter feed, AB Wright's phone line, 347-857-4505. And apparently the Facebook page is open, too. Glad to know, Trudy. Thank you so much. As we continue, steady on. Love this one from Sean Cole. I'm the Amy Bedmark Show.
Find a way to head on the street. I just think it isn't too late.
Everybody online, looking good.
Never seen the good old days shine.
your skin so brown. I wanna sleep with you in the desert tonight, with a million stars all around.
Singing.
I feel the peaceful, easy feeling. I know you won't let me down, 'cause I'm already standing on the ground. I found out a long time ago what a woman can do your soul. Oh, but she can't take you anyway. Don't already know how to go. I've got a peaceful, easy feeling. I know you won't let me down, 'cause I'm already standing on the ground. After all these years,
have a duet from Don Henley and Martina McBride on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. That's from Don's remarkable Coss County collection just released last fall. Good collaborations indeed. And Don's late great compadre, it's hard to say, Glenn Frey, passed away, of course, early this year, right? January. Salute to him with Peaceful Easy Feeling, recorded live at the Opry from Vince Gill. And Glenn helming his old band, the Eagles, How Long, Sean Colvin, too, and Steady On. See how the songs all connect? Right here on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. Hey, if you've got a song you'd love to hear, it doesn't have to be an oldie. It could be an album cut, too. Just send us a missive over at the Twitter feed, AB Writes, hashtag Forgotten45. We can use a little creative license to figure it out. Don't worry. Or send it to us over at the website, amybetharkowitz.com, A-R-K-A-W-I, easy access via the Twitter feed. And we will endeavor to get it on for you. Indeed. That's also the place for the Inspiration to Action Challenge success stories, and we have one today. Accolades to Maura in Danvers, Massachusetts. She writes, I've been doing this for a long time. It led to journaling, which has given me great joy. Some of that has led to poetry and maybe some stories. I don't know if anything big will come of it, but I know I'm more creative and joyous than I've been in a long time, so thank you. Well, Maura, something big already came of it. That's what it's all about, reconnecting with your creative spirit and doing so in such a joyous way. You're already there, and whatever may come after that, good for you. Keep going. You never know. And if the Inspiration to Action Challenge has worked for you, please reach out and tell us, because I'd love to give you an accolade or two. You deserve it, and I think you also spark other people on. Because just hearing that what it's done for Maura, I think will inspire people to say, hey, I'm going to give it a go. I don't know if I'm going to become rich and famous about this. It's not what it's about. It's about reconnecting with your creative source and leading yourself on a more joyous path. So thanks so much for sharing that with us, Maura, and thank you in advance for sharing it with us, too, at the website amybetharkowitz, A-R-K-A-W-I.com. Again, easy access via the Twitter feed. Also the place, if you're having some trouble and you want to start a creativity coaching counseling conversation, come on. I'll give you the tips for the primer and some other ideas, and we'll take it from there. First conversation, always on Macy. I have nothing to lose. Please give me about 2 weeks to connect because our schedule is getting kind of tight, but we will do it, and I hope I can help you on a better, stronger creative path. I think I can. Let's get going. And while you're there, you might want to indulge in a weekend read. Find out more about my stories, the Eliza Gordon Mysteries, Killing Time, Dead Silent, and the new one, Murder, She Tweets, which I am told by the latest review that we got, they say it's the best one ever, but you might not want to read on an empty stomach. There's so many delicious food going on here. Yeah, people are always eating in my books. That's just the way it goes. you write what you know, as they say. So you might want to read with a couple of sandwiches by your side, or a bowl of soup, because soup operas are here, of course. Also, the Cozy Get Group Mystery, Chasing the Codex, is available. Find out details at said website. Yes, indeed. A couple of notes, sad notes. Maury Safer passed away. Morley Safer, the great 60 Minutes correspondent. He was there for oh so many years. They just announced his retirement and feted him with that tribute on CBS on 60 Minutes. I think they pushed it up because he was apparently in ill health. But he did so much in his career. Started out most notably as a war correspondent. He was Canadian, worked for the CBC for a while, then transferred to CBS, and made his chops, so to speak, in covering Vietnam. But over the years, for 60 Minutes, covered oh so many important stories and entertaining stories and profiles, and really was a staple on that show for 40 years. Wow, Morley Safer will be missed, but some great work that he left behind, and a great life indeed. And John Berry passed away, only 52 years old. Apparently, had been suffering for a while from early onset dementia. That's sad. He was a founding member of the Beastie Boys, although he didn't go on to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with them because he dropped out of the group long before they achieved real fame. But he was the one, they say, that gave the band its name and its performance space in the beginning. He got a shout-out at their induction to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame by saying his dad would come out and shout, "Turn that effing thing off already." Sad to note his passing as well. So it happens. On and on we go. But someone who's still rocking and rolling strong and looks pretty much the same as she always had, Cher, celebrating, get this, number 70. Happy birthday. Looks the same, doesn't she?
I was born in the wagon of a traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they'd throw. Mama would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Night all the men would come around.
their money down. Picked up a boy just south of Mobile, gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis, and Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. The money down. Never had schooling, but it taught me well with its smooth Southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. She was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance. They throw Grandpa to whatever he could. Preach a little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Dibs, thieves, tramps, and thieves. We hear it from the people of the town. They call us dibs, thieves, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.
That's a controversial tune these days, I guess. Half breed, right? Not politically correct. But Cher is, I think, half Native American, as is Elizabeth Warren, who got some pot shots directed at her from Donald Trump. So the games, well, they've begun already, so let them continue. And, of course, the 70s hit two from Cher, Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves. Make fun of Cher if you want, but she still sounds great, looks the same. right? And she's doing some great work in the trenches, too. We mentioned at the time, some months back, when she was one of the first people to help the beleaguered folks in Flint, Michigan, with water crisis by sending water out there. So thank you, Cher, for all the good stuff you do. In so many ways, she's an icon, for sure. And, hey, thank you for playing with us in real time, because I always appreciate it, since we do have so many more podcast listeners. It's fun to wrangle with you in real time. But it's a 24/7 deal at Twitter at AB Writes. You can also friend our producer or follow our producer Trudy Hart on Twitter at Radio Trudy. Friend me on Facebook. And you can also be on a listen for the show. All archive for podcasts. So if you miss it, want to hear it again, etc., please follow us, the Amy Beth Arkley Show, at the Blog Talk Radio site, Mixcloud, Stitcher, also on NetNow and iTunes. And be on a listen. Select editions this weekend will be on Arts Radio Network, Find Your Station, and also on PopNet. All roads lead back to the website, amybetharkowi.com. Pretty good week all around, except for the Mets, perhaps, after one of their starters, Big Sexy Cologne, was outed by the New York press for having a second family on the side. He didn't pitch too well that day, and they dropped a couple to the Nationals, but hey, we're going to get it together tonight for the Brewers, right? I think we can. I do want to mention, oh yeah, I forgot, and Barley pointed out to me on Twitter, what about what happened yesterday in the House of Representatives? Yeah, there was a big blow-up as the GOP thwarted a bill that would preserve LGBT rights. Shouts of shame, shame, shame erupted in the U.S. House of Representatives yesterday as Republican lawmakers narrowly defeated legislation to protect the civil rights of gays and lesbians and transgender employees of government contractors. The measure was an amendment to a Veterans and Military Construction Spending Bill introduced by Democrat of New York Sean Maloney. Initially had enough yes votes to pass, according to the count in the House chamber, but House Republican leaders extended the time allowed for the vote as they urged enough party members to change their position and defeat it, get this, by a vote of 2013-2012. Shame, shame, shame indeed. You want more of the same? You're going to vote for Donald Trump. You don't? No matter whose, we got to unite around Hillary. Just saying. We'll keep, and I'll keep saying it too. All right, are we ready to go? Leave you with one more from Cher on the Amy Beth Arkley Show. Take care. Hey, whatever you do, wherever you go this weekend, please drive safe. Play nice. Dream big. Come back and see it. Beth Arkley Show.
Her cat and her black limousine on the